Well, God bless everybody. It's nice to have Barney and Vicki closer. They're only 9 hours away from me now, instead of I don't know how many it was to San Diego. But actually, I feel like I'm so close to all of you, and it's such a wonderful fellowship to have and to be able to connect together, even though we can't see each other's faces. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to share the word with all of you tonight. And I guess if I were to give this teaching a title, as we often say, I would say, are you looking for normal or are you looking for Jesus? To say that life is very different right now than it was even 10 years ago is it's almost the height of understatement. We live in an age of technology where human interaction in the business world is at a minimum. It is very rare to be able to even place a phone call to a business and have a human being answer the phone. I'll give you a case in point that happened to me just today. I went to a doctor's appointment, and when I arrived in the building, I saw two facial scan stations that I walked right past. I guess I told myself that I didn't realize that I was supposed to put my face there so that it could check to see if I was masked. I felt like I just wasn't up to doing that. The facial scan would have given me the A-OK to let me know that I could go to the next station. And the next station, I was faced with another machine. This time, I attempted to complete my check-in with that machine that was right after the facial scan equipment, where I was to present a QR code that was on my phone that had been sent there last night when I began my check-in online. Problem was that the QR code was distorted and the machine couldn't read it, so I had to fish out my insurance card and enter my health record ID. Next, I was prompted to tap, swipe, or insert my credit card to pay for services. After that, I was asked how I wanted my receipt for either email, text, or paper. While I was reading that screen, I heard a voice that came from behind the machine that said, Oh, you can just click complete check-in and go have a seat. I looked behind the machine, and there sat a masked young man who had been observing on his own computer everything I was doing on that machine. Yet he never said a word until he could sense that my frustration level was reaching the danger zone. That was only the beginning of a very frustrating doctor visit that was cold and impersonal. It seems that gone are the days when you can shake hands with a stranger or offer a tissue to someone who sneezes. Instead, people refrain from touching strangers and they run for the hills at the sound of a sneeze. After all, we wouldn't want to catch something. Now, of course, what I'm describing is a small sector of life out in the world that I don't have to deal with as much every day as many people do. Nowadays, people are facing losing their jobs, challenges with their children's education, making choices about medical procedures, or dealing with medical issues, many of them from the pandemic that has spread globally. It doesn't require that a person be up on the latest news to realize that many Americans, as well as people worldwide, are living in a state of unrest and fear. The one phrase that I hear over and over is, when things get back to normal. It always makes me wonder if people consider that things may never return to normal, but that perhaps we are approaching the end of the age of grace, and that the Lord Jesus Christ will soon return for his saints. I love that song, Home at Last, that Barney played in the beginning, because That's where we're headed, guys. That's where we're headed. In Matthew 24 and in Luke 21, the Lord describes some of the conditions that will take place on earth before his return to the earth. In Matthew 24, let's see, we'll start in verse 6. It says, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation." And interestingly, that word nation means ethnic group. "So ethnic group shall rise against ethnic group, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Have we heard of earthquakes and pestilences in diverse places? I'd say we have. Turn to Luke 21, and we'll see what the Lord says here. We'll start in verse 25. It says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." I'm aware that these are signs that the Lord will return to the earth, which is the second part of his coming, the second part of his second coming. But I want to draw your attention to the phrase, "when these things begin to happen." There are roughly 7 years between the time of the gathering together and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth with his saints. I say roughly because we do not know for certain that the tribulation will begin immediately after the gathering of the saints. There could be a few days before the two witnesses are placed in Jerusalem. Could be a few weeks. We just don't know. The word doesn't tell us. But when the two witnesses are placed in Jerusalem, this starts the clock ticking on that period of time. It's also called Daniel's 70th week. The word tells us that the two witnesses will speak God's word to the world for 1,260 days. Until the middle of the tribulation, at which point they will be killed. At the midpoint of the tribulation, the mark of the beast will be introduced, and the Antichrist will rise to power, and his reign will be for 1,260 days. So when you take those two periods of time and add them together, it comes out to 7 years of 360 days each. Now, I should mention, and perhaps this isn't something that has come across your purview, but it certainly has mine, where people have asked me if the COVID-19 vaccine is the mark of the beast. I can't tell you how many people have asked me that. And it absolutely is not. Because the mark of the beast is introduced halfway through the tribulation period, and it's either in the right hand or on the forehead. It's not in the deltoid, the upper arm. So if anyone asks you that question, you know that it is not. So anyway, that was free. So if we can see the things described by the Lord beginning to happen, perhaps we're moving further and further away from normal, and we should be looking up because our redemption is drawing nigh. The word "look up" means to unbend or to rise or elevate. It was used of the woman who had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over and she could not stand up. It says she could in no wise stand up. You can find that record in Luke 13 if you're interested. But until she was healed, she could in no way lift herself up. It is also used of Jesus Christ when he bent down to write on the ground while the woman caught in adultery stood between him and her accusers. And that record is in John chapter 8. When he lifted himself up from writing on the ground, it's the same word used for look up. Why are we to look up? The Lord said, because our redemption draws nigh. Let's read about this redemption. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Starting in verse 10, it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. The Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven, and all of us are on earth. All of his saints are on earth. We will be gathered together. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated, according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. So we have the token of our redemption, but our full redemption comes at the time that we are gathered together to be with Christ. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Starting in verse 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We definitely live in challenging times, and there is a temptation to be discouraged. Yet, our Lord has told us that we are to look up. It's important to remember that the word used for gathering together in 1 Thessalonians 4 is the Greek word harpazo, which means to be carried off by force or snatched out of danger. It could be that the Lord's return for us will be amidst challenging or even dangerous circumstances, but we must remember that this world is not our home and that we shall be rescued no matter how many challenges we face. Our Lord shall return for us. I absolutely love the teaching that Stephen DeGray did a few months ago about our meeting with the Lord in the air, just a few miles above the earth. Do you ever picture yourself standing on a cloud? How about hugging the Lord, the one who saved you and has come to get you? Have you pictured that glorious day? Because it could be that that glorious day is closer than we imagined. It might be a far more profitable and rewarding activity to look up and consider our rescue from this world rather than dreaming about what you will do when things get back to normal. Let's close by reading the record of the gathering together in 1 Thessalonians 4. We'll start in verse 13. It says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, that very Lord that hung on the cross for us, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And that word caught up is the word harpazo. We will be snatched up. "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Not only comfort one another, we are to comfort ourselves with these words. Each day, we may face more and more and different difficult situations. There's no guarantee that normal will come back, but Jesus Christ absolutely will come back. That is something that we can bet the rent on. Jesus will come back for us. I don't know when it will be, but I know that it will be. God bless you guys.
Think about your best day ever, the one you wish would last forever. It was such a wow. Blue skies and perfect weather, didn't think it could get better, but the sun went down. Yeah, the sun went down, but you didn't want to see it go. All the fun will never last, you know. But what if it could? That would be good. What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh,
close my eyes and I can see it. It's far away, but I believe it. It's a dream that's real.
No more night and no more sorrow, no more pain and no tomorrow. Wonder how that feels. How will it feel? What a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last. Oh, what a day.
One day, someday is gonna be, when the Father welcomes me home at last.
Oh, what a day, one day, someday is gonna be, when we all are finally free. Earth has passed. Oh, what a day, one day,
when the father